welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. It's a playoff podcast. Death to all non-believers. You know what? You know what we say on this podcast? We say, why not? That's, yeah.
Wow.
I'm the eighth seed. I'm the eighth seed and you not. Why not? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm Jermaine.
Who are the non-believers in this case?
Listen, you might be one of them, Peter. You might be one of them, dog. I just need everybody to know that we're the eighth seed and y'all are not. No one else is but me.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm Peter.
And that's been 29 seconds. I'm Mike Benner. Happy basketball. Yeah.
Whatever, dude. I'm hyped. Who's calling me?
Guys, it is playoff time, finally. This is the shortest NBA season we've had, and yet feels like the longest.
Could have been shorter.
It's pretend playoff time. As well. It's playoff time next week. This is pretend playoff time.
Right. We're in pretend play-in land, and we're here, and we are ready to get into it. I feel like we've been in the doldrums of the end of the season forever, and now all of the excitement that we've been having, been told was happening, is finally culminating, and look, the play-in tournament starts Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday, both Eastern games.
Yeah, everything I've worked for is coming true.
Everything you've
all the work.
For. How have you worked
all
for
the
it,
jump
Jamel?
Shots? Everything that I have done. The using my foam roller to put my rug under my couch. Buying a new.
Let's
dish
talk about
rack.
That for a second.
Wait, what?
No. Let's go back to using the foam roller
to put your rug under the couch.
Yeah, just my rug is too big for my living room, so I had to tuck half of it. I had to get it under the couch. So now only half of the rug is showing, you understand?
And where does the foam roller come into that?
Well, the foam roller is how I got underneath the couch. It's a long couch.
So you took the foam
roller. So I needed a wedge.
You took it long ways and you were just like shoving it underneath?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Took me about
like
20 minutes.
Like a car jack?
I mean, sort of. A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
I feel like it's more like a broomstick, like when Homer got like obese. It was like using a broomstick to.
Oh yeah, when he was wearing the moo-moo
off a shelf. Yeah.
I've been thinking about moo-moos. I've been thinking about wearing moo-moos, and I've also been thinking about football pants instead of real pants, with no pads in them.
I love both. I love both notions. Honestly, I think they're called caftans now. I think we've moved away from moo-moos, and now they're just caftans, right?
Well, that makes sense because cows don't wear them shits.
Exactly. Guys, let's get some business out of the way real quick before we dive into all the playoff talk in the Eastern Conference. Because, look, at the time of recording this, Western Conference is basically all still up in the air. It's very exciting. We're going to come back tomorrow and hit you with a Western Conference edition of the playoff Air Buds podcast. But, look, before we get into all of the Eastern Conference action, guys, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. If you want to support the buds, it only costs $5. You get bonus episodes. You get access to our Discord. We just put out a new episode last week with CJ Toledano. That was very fun. And you could listen to it if you join the Patreon. That's patreon.com/airbudspod. Jamel, you're going to say something?
Oh, or you could just give us $5 individually. You could mail us $5.
Oh yeah, yeah. Peter, what's your mailing address? Do you want to say that?
It's 123 Jellybean Street.
All right, go to 123 Jellybean Street. Jamel, your address?
125 Jellybean. I'm two doors down.
Oh, we're neighbors.
I'm 127. I'm 127 Jellybean Street.
Wait, oh, shut up.
I thought it was 227. I thought it was you're not Jack A.
Is that why all that stuff has been getting returned? Because we've been sending it to 227?
Yeah, I thought I was, and I would say, hey, I would also write, hey, and then in parentheses, Jack A voice.
Yeah, Jack A Harry has all of our $5 bills because of this mistake.
Yeah, whoopsie doodles. That's on me.
Patreon.com/AirBudsPod is the other way to give us $5. And look, if you want to help us out, if you don't have $5 to give, look, we all understand it is rough times out there. The economy is weird as hell. But there is a way that doesn't cost you any money. It only costs you 2 seconds. Go to Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. And hey,
if go to applepodcast.giveus5-star review.
applepodcast.giveus5-star review. Go to AirBuds, give us a 5-star review. And if you write a review, we will read it on air. And look, I'm going to call people out. We have been getting a ton of 5-star ratings a lot lately. And it's great. And we thank you for that. That's helping us. But this past week, nobody left a review. So we don't have anything to read new on the air. But if you want if you want us to read bullshit, well, yeah, first of all, thank you. But also, if you want us to talk about, you know, which one of us is like a ham sandwich or whatever the fuck you guys write in there, then you need to write it in there.
It's how Janelle is the ham and we are the white bread.
Listen here. Listen, this is the new rule. You can only write in if your avi online is really you. If your avatar is a picture of you, whether it be Family Guy version of you, Simpsons version of you, South Park you, if it is a representation of you as a person, write on in. If your photo is fucking Archduke Ferdinand or the fucking Domino's anime robot, you know what I'm saying? Look, damn it. Show us your face. Show us your damn face.
There is one exception. If your avatar is any version of the Joker, I'm talking Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking Heath Ledger. I'm talking Jack Nicholson. Read
you
that.
You can write. I'm talking even
Dwight
if it's a 3-star review.
I'm talking any NBA player.
That's a good point. I'm looking forward to the summer when the playoffs are over and we do our full-on investigative episode about how all NBA players want to be the Joker.
Why do they want to be the Joker when their life is working out is what I don't understand.
I don't know. I learned this week that DeMar DeRozan has a full shoulder tat of the Joker.
He's the Joker. Deciding DeMar to DeRozan. Only shoot mid-range jumpers is Joker behavior. That's the Joker.
That's true. Yeah.
Joel Some Embiid. People just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, that's my favorite Joker quote.
That's. Yep. I thought that was Greg Popovich. I thought he's doing great. Yeah,
That's what he says when he like keeps asking DeMar to step back 2 feet and he won't.
Right. That's Greg Popovich when he forgets that he is a Russian asset sent to America and he goes back to his weird accent.
Why? Never mind.
You know what? I thought you were going to wind up. I thought you were winding it back up. I thought we were going to get some more Michael Caine.
Nope. No, we're not.
Guys, I learned this week, you know, Michael Caine, that's not his real name.
What is it?
Lieberstein?
Miguel Caine?
Michael Caine's actual birth name, his Christian name, is Maurice Joseph Micklewhite Jr.
Excuse me?
Micklewhite?
Maurice Micklewhite.
That is like the change your name Jew version for a Catholic.
Maurice Micklewhite should be playing defensive end for like the Cowboys right now.
That is a very football-ass name.
Maurice Micklewhite did get 2 sacks on Thanksgiving Day last year, I think, for the Cowboys.
See what I'm saying? You get it.
Maurice I learned this Micklewhite. Because I was doing some of my friends back in Philly, we try to get together every once in a while and do bar trivia over Zoom. And the trivia round that I put together this week was guess the celebrity's real name based on their birth name. And so I was like deep into like fake names. And I found that for Michael Caine. It was really wild.
There's this dude in my middle school. He was also the only Native American kid in my middle school. He went by Gene, but his real first name was Daryl. And this is like a mostly black school. I'm like, dude, be Daryl.
No, he wanted to go by Gene.
Yeah, he was like, I'm fucking with Gene. And so I know it was some personal shit. I didn't, you know, we're like 12.
What's his middle name? Eugene or something? Like, why Gene?
Once he said, I don't fuck with Daryl, I said, you know what, Gene? You got it. Well, I asked no more questions.
Here's another thing. Okay, so I understand that because I learned also researching this round of trivia, I learned Gerald Ford, former President Gerald Ford. Do you think his birth name is Gerald Ford?
Geraldo Rico Suave Ford?
Gerald Silverado Chevy?
Gerald Ford's birth name is Leslie Lynch King Jr.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. But Gerald Ford, that is, his father was Leslie Lynch King Sr., and he hated his father. His father was an abusive piece of shit. And his mother divorced him and married a man named Gerald Ford. And Gerald Ford loved his adopted father so much that he changed his name to Gerald Ford Jr.
Oh, it wasn't because his mom killed his real dad in a fire and they moved to a different town?
I mean, look, I might be telling you guys a cover story. Maybe that's it. Who knows?
I'm just tossing that out there. Damn it. We had a president with a fake name?
We had a president with a fake name.
Fuck no, dude. Yo, white people can't tell me shit no more. We had a president with a fake name. I don't give a shit about nobody's birth certificate no more. All that shit is void. I can't believe Gerald Ford's fake name didn't come up once in the birth certificate era.
Well,
John Oliver, nobody.
Gerald Ford was pretty moot by the time the birth certificate era happened. He was pretty moot by the time he left office after 4 years.
He was pretty moot by the time he got into office, to be honest.
Exactly. He's just the most whatever-ass dude because he was fucking pretending if he was talented Mr. Ripley-ing a presidency.
He was the motivation for Dave, the Kevin Klein movie.
I know a lot about that, Dave, too. Guys, wait. This is a podcast about basketball.
Wait, stop.
Okay.
I said guys first. Hit the record scratch. How long is it going to take for us to talk about Tamika Catchings being bad as shit? When did Tamika Catchings look like Angela Bassett? What the fuck was that? What was that? Can somebody explain what that was? I've never seen Tamika Catchings not in warm-ups.
I was a little taken aback as well and kind of like, hello. Also didn't know that she and Kobe Bryant had such a history together.
Italy, man.
Yeah.
Listen to the Spinsters episode this week, all about Tamika Catchings and her hearing disability that she overcame because she's a fucking badass. And she was like one of a bajillion all defensive teams. And just, she's the best.
Yeah. Shout out to Tamika Catchings. Congrats on the Hall of Fame induction. Her speech was like beautiful and she looked beautiful, and I learned more about her in the past 2 days than I'd ever known about her. I mean, I knew she was one of the greats and a champion, but like I had no idea.
And she also seemed to be really looking forward to her speech. She's like, yeah, she was getting her shit off. At what time mark do the spinsters talk about her being hot? I'm going to start there and then work back to the beginning and start it back over.
It's implied.
The entire time.
Yeah.
That'll work.
Right.
Never seen her not with braids. Also a different era. Because every WNBA player is hot if they choose to be now. You know what I'm saying?
It's
pre-Instagram era.
It felt like she was... It did feel like seeing her this weekend, like she was walking down the stairs going to a prom in a 90s movie with like Lisa Loeb playing.
Yeah, dude.
And all of us were just looking at her like, whoa.
Nigga, it was literally the scene from Love and Basketball where Sanaa Lathan pops out with fucking Boris Kodjoe at the goddamn prom in fucking Inglewood, bro. It was literally that. Honorable mention to Cheryl Swoopes, who I also didn't know was hot. That's just separate.
I knew that.
Well, now, you know what I'm saying?
No, like, I knew that before.
I think that's just what happens. Like, every women like Hall of Famer from the 90s, like their induction speech is like, all right, I'm hot now.
You know who did not look hot in their Hall of Fame induction speech?
Tim Duncan?
No, Tim Duncan looked hot as hell. Are you kidding me?
Oh, come on. Tim Duncan looked like a fucking weed professor.
Shout out Brody Reed, who his stock must be going up real high right now thanks to Tim Duncan's hot Hall of Fame induction, because those dudes are dead ringers.
The hang time, yeah, that is, Brody Reed is Tim Duncan 30 years before.
Between them.
Yeah, but if you're ladies.
Brody's like a good 6'3", 6'4".
Ah, he's like 6'1".
Look, if you're in the LA comedy,
you're counting his hair. You're counting his hair.
I think I give everyone a few inches because I hate myself, so I put myself lower than people. I think Benner, you guys are both 6'8". Shrinking yourself.
Benner, will you please stop shrinking yourself on the fucking official rosters? Why does our official roster say you're fucking 5'6", dude?
Yo, what if
that's not true?
What if that is why centers take a few inches off their height, is because they really hate themselves? If Kevin Durant got therapy, he might be listing himself as 7'2".
If you're a center, everybody's been calling you a big, stupid bitch your whole life, and then people think you're older than you are all the time. Like, yo, that kid ain't 14.
That's a good point. But shout out to all the Hall of Fame inductees this weekend. It was fun. This was a very fun weekend in basketball. The WNBA started their new season, and it seems like there's more enthusiasm than there ever has been for the WNBA. And like, I don't know.
Shout out to my WNBA League Pass for auto renewing. What's up? What's up?
I had to restart mine, and I don't even
mine did
know
not auto renew.
I have it on my. I've been doing a two. Okay, so I've been using my old phone as like a house phone, like because I could still like I stream shit from it. You know what I'm saying? And I still have like all my accounts logged in. I'm like screen mirroring to the TV, and I forgot what I was even talking about. Why did I bring that up?
We're talking about WNBA League Pass.
Oh yeah, I made an account with the dummy email. I don't remember the name, but it's like now I only have League Pass on my old phone because I don't remember my login. So I have to keep the phone forever.
So you've got basically like an iPhone 4 going with WNBA.
Yeah, just for League Pass. Just for League Pass and Target purchases.
Which is why we're starting late tonight.
Yeah, my bad. I had to return a shower rod. I got a shower rod and then couldn't figure out how to like lock it into place. So I had to go back to my old place and take the shower rod and then just like yam it into my wall.
Jamel and I, we right before this record, we went and grabbed some dinner. We were both vaccinated and we were like, hey, let's get some barbecue. You know, Jamel moved to my neighborhood kind of. And
I live at his house.
Yeah, Jamel lives in my house.
What do you mean? We're neighbors. We're on neighbors on fucking Jelly Bean Ave.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, come on, dude. This is Jelly Bean.
We went to the local Jelly Bean barbecue spot. And then, but then we hit my office after.
At 131 Jelly Bean
and Ave. Jamel had to move a shower rod out of the back of his car or out of the front seat of his car for me to get in. And I was like, do you have like a lacrosse stick? What the fuck is going on?
He was returning a shower rod.
Jamel is trying out for middle school lacrosse this year too.
I legit thought Jamel's like, is he playing lacrosse? Like, and that's I could see that for you. Where like I could totally predict that like you were fully in like an adult lacrosse league, but never told either of us.
I was on the Disney middle school lacrosse team.
Anyways, this is a podcast about basketball, and it is a very fun weekend in basketball. Like I was saying, WNBA season started, Hall of Fame shit happening.
Ionescu, huh?
Final day of the NBA season ended up being as dramatic as it could possibly be. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Facts.
It worked. It worked out all to the, according to their plan, their evil plan.
It worked. I'm still not fully sold on the idea of the play-in tournament going forward, but right now, if you were to ignore the whole shortened season and the way that fucked over a lot of players, it has created the most possible dramatic tension.
Let me say this.
Yeah.
I want to say this because, Benner, I know you're on record as being anti-play-in spot. And I know a lot of people say it's not fair. But here's my question. So it's either not fair or being the seventh and eighth seed doesn't matter. People are like, it's a 7-8 seed. They're being served up to lose anyway. Why not make it more exciting? So either you think being the eighth seed matters and it is good to be the eighth seed, or you think it is unfair. It's like it's one or the other. You feel me?
Well, some people just are broken in their brains and think that the eighth seed is all they deserve. So,
yeah, me, Jamel Johnson.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about you,
co-host of the Air Buds podcast.
I'm not being coy about this.
I'm so happy.
Meanwhile,
and you can't take this from me.
Mikey McBuckets over here. The team has the number one seed in the East, and he's just quietly talk about it at all.
Can't talk about it.
Podcast about basketball where I don't talk about my team that's having the best year that they've ever had.
But it's like, I mean, look, yo, okay, where are you at on playing? Yay or nay, Peter Moses?
Yeah, why not? The world's burning. This is at least entertaining. It gives me some good week. It makes the end of the regular season matter, which it never has. And what they don't realize is it would matter even more if it was 60 fucking games, because then people would be freaking out about this and you'd probably have two or three more of these teams vying for these spots.
Nobody would tank if it was only 60 seasons. Yeah. 60 seasons worth of games.
Well, okay. I don't even want to go that far. If it just was a regular amount of time with 72 games, it would that would make more sense. Fact that they compressed 72 games into less amount of time.
In 73 nights?
72 games in 73 nights starring Josh Hartnett.
Yeah. I like riding the bus too, actually.
Jamel, I've noticed on Instagram, or maybe it was on Twitter, you're riding the bus again?
Yeah, I'm back on the bus.
How's that going?
It's pretty good. The bus on this side is tight because it's free.
I get it. I'm with Jamel.
Why would I drive my car all the time? And it forces me to be active.
Is the bus free?
You know, Michelle Obama said 60
minutes of play. It's free compared to a
play.
Car.
No, it's free. Nigga, it's free right now. It's since COVID, since they have reopened, they made the bus free to keep the bus drivers safe. Now nobody's in the bus driver's face.
Wait, really?
You have to enter from the back door.
And the bus is free?
The bus is fucking free.
This has been
free.
All COVID?
I don't know when they're going to stop doing that, but the bus has been free. The bus was free in D.C. and the bus is free here. I took a free bus and ate some pizza and then
took that bus back home. Free. Transportation should be free.
Well, yes, yeah. It 100%, Peter. It should all be free all the time forever. But I didn't know that there was free buses happening.
Free, dog. Free.
How did I miss that?
That's tight, dude.
I get emailed by city council members that are not representing me all the time.
This
nobody
why I
ever
need to
told
be
me.
Fucking running for alderman because y'all don't even know the fucking infrastructure. I'm on the ground. I got my boots on the ground.
That's true.
You are the Andrew Yang of this podcast, a man of the people.
Dog, I got on the bus from the Staples Center and took it home. And this old lady got on the bus just to call the bus driver a bitch for like what felt like two straight minutes.
I don't want to let it go She's by like, that, Shut that up, Peter bitch. Called you the Andrew Yang of this podcast.
Open the door, bitch. And he's like, yo, I'm not even at a stop sign yet. Let me just get to the next stop and I will let you off, ma'am. Whatever, bitch. It was awesome. They must have known each other.
I do miss the bus, actually. I miss the bus, miss the train. I might ride a couple bus rides this week.
I just like not being in control.
What's so exciting? Okay. Well, speaking of that, your team's in a playoff and a play-in tournament right now.
Because we got a real playoff spot.
Is it?
We got eighth before the end of the season. That is real. If we had got ninth, that is pretend playoffs.
Are you the eighth seed if you don't play as the eighth seed in a series?
Wouldn't know. But today, yes. And at the time of this podcast, we're the eighth seed, and I love it.
I think you have to look at it like by last year's definite, or maybe not last year because we had the bubble, we had an interrupted season, but look at it, the most recent normal season definition. If the season ended today, then yes, the Wizards are the eighth seed, and they are a definitive playoff team.
And now I get to be like, oh, we got dicked over. I get to have it both ways because I'm actually a fan of one of the teams.
Do you think you guys are making it to the actual playoffs?
Okay, well, let's talk. Right now, as we are recording this, the Eastern Conference is completely locked up. The Western Conference is still entirely up in the air, which is fucking insane. Like, literally every team all the way through 10, 1 through 9 seeds could change by midnight, Eastern Conference time, Peter. But if you look at the Eastern Conference, it's all locked up. And the Wizards are number 8. So they're going to be playing the Boston Celtics, who are currently down a Jaylen Brown. Did not mean to rhyme there. I think they will definitely beat
the
Boston Celtics. No?
I'm not gonna mark that as a definitely. It's a road game. They're playing against the baby genius, Brad Stevens. So if they find a way to make the game the Celtics, nothing but inbound plays, they got a shot.
Lost to the Cavs last week.
You always mark everything based on what happened in a Cavs game. Niggas don't even be awake for Cavs games.
Jamal, this entire podcast is you living inside a Wizards fever dream. So, like,
yeah, but I'm practical, and I'm rational. Okay, that's why I think we could lose.
Celtics are fucking washed.
Jason Tatum might score 93 points on us.
I don't believe that.
And Russ is going to have 37 rebounds. Like, it's fine.
Yeah. Russ and Beal and Rui, who has been looking very good recently. Today in the game against the Hornets, that he was incredible on defense. Like, the man just has endless energy.
At one point, he was 6 for 9 from the field.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. Very nice.
Very nice.
That's pretty good.
So I think I personally have the Wizards beating the Celtics, and then I have them beating whoever comes out of the Pacers Hornets if they lose.
Oh, no. Oh, I see. Maybe. I don't think we beat the Hornets the second time, actually, even though it would be a home game. Damn, it'd be a home game.
It'd be a home game for sure.
If it wasn't, then I'd probably feel different, but you're right.
Jamel, do you want to lose this game against the Celtics just so you can say you had a home playoff game?
If I was at home, yes, for sure. But since I'm here, absolutely not. You know, let's win. Let's get on with it. Let's get served up to the Nets altar as soon as we can.
That'd be fun.
That'll be super fun, man. People think that the fucking playoffs are over because the Nets executed one NBA street finishing move.
It was pretty tight fucking play.
It
was sick as... Yeah, it was pretty good. No, it was pretty damn good. Don't get it twisted now. But like I said, I just want to see us take one game off them. One game in D.C. where Durant's just, you know, looking like a goofball. That's it. Just one.
Can every single seed really change by the time this podcast comes out in the West?
up until 10.
That's crazy.
The Spurs are locked in at 10, but literally 1 through 9 are all
because going if the to Nuggets change. Lose, the Suns have the one seed.
Yep.
Whoa, so then what did the Jazz have? Just two?
Sorry, that's what I meant. If the Jazz lose, the Celtics.
If the Jazz lose and the Suns win.
Yeah, the Suns.
Then the Jazz, Suns are number one.
If the Jazz lose, the Celtics go to jail. If the Pacers win, they have figured out time travel because their season's already over right now.
Mm-hmm. I saw a tweet earlier today that pointed out, and it's something I've never noticed before, but Gordon Hayward, he played for the Jazz, and then he went to the Celtics, and then he went to the Hornets. And he kind of has played for the three top most bigoted teams in the league.
Well, once he gets traded to the Mavs, he'll have the four square.
Yeah.
That's it. He's got to get traded to the Mavs.
Yeah.
And he's on the Mount Rushmore of white.
Yep.
Well, I mean, once that happens, then you guys unlock the eighth chamber of whiteness.
I think once that happens, they redo Abraham Lincoln on Mount Rushmore to be Gordon Hayward.
Whoa.
Jamal, yeah. I did
speak. Yeah, I guess that would knock him off.
Of Chambers. I did watch the Mortal Kombat movie without any context for anything from Mortal Kombat ever. So
fuck yeah.
I feel like I have a lot to give in terms of understanding what you're talking about now anytime you mention Mortal Kombat.
I mean, all you need to Peter, know
let's
is...
Peter, let's talk about for that for a second. I got about halfway through the movie yesterday.
Did everyone on Earth watch this movie?
But how did you feel?
It was after the first sequence that takes place like in, you know, 1500 AD, something like that.
Like feudal Japan, yeah.
Yeah. We're also like, they really brushed over some pretty significant historical elements of like maybe why those two were fighting.
Oh, yeah. No,
in a way where I was like, yikes. I don't know my Asian history that well, but I know this is interesting.
Right. They're just like, forget all the nuance. Well, like this guy does ice and this guy has a knife.
Yeah. And one is from Japan and one is from China.
Yeah.
That sequence was cool. And then as soon as after that happened, it became instantly one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. It was a dumpster fire, but the worst, it really, really, really gets bad when they go meet Sonya.
Oh, that's okay, so bad. Yeah, yeah. It's terrible. Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade, and she's like acting like she's like acting like she's in a porn. It feels like a porn movie from the 90s. Where I'm just like, what is happening right now?
It's pretty bad, and it lost me immediately when they jumped to the what's his name? Cole whatever. The main character of the movie is like an entirely new creation who has not ever been in any of the video games. And that's weird to me because, like, the video games have hundreds of characters. Like, the last thing this movie needed to do was introduce a brand new character into this, like, weird, deep mythology.
Like, great, great, great grandson of Scorpion.
By marriage. They, like, make a point of pointing it out that it's, like, by marriage. Like, why are you complicating it so much?
Yeah, just trying to make a video game a real movie with depth and the texture or whatever the fuck is insane. Like, come on, man. This is some white guys in 1991 they were like, oh, what if Kung Fu was in outer space, bro? And now you guys are trying to make this shit like anatomically correct. The fuck?
Yeah.
So it's just wild. Like, why did they lean into that? Why wasn't it just like, okay, because then they never even got to the tournament because like the one side just kept cheating all the time.
That's why I stopped watching, because I was like, a friend told me he's like, they don't even do the tournament, and I'm like, then what am I building up to? And they're like, they're setting it up for a second movie, and I was like, I don't want to watch the second movie. This is bad.
All I needed already. was one fucking scene where the character is going up the evil fucking volcanic mountain in an elevator. All we needed was one scene where it looks like you're going up the fucking tournament mountain. That's it.
Just like rip off the Karate Kid, straight up. At least in the Karate Kid, they play in the tournament, you know? And like, yeah, there were some cool deaths. That was probably the best part.
You just stay for the deaths.
Like the screechy bat lady dying from the dude's helmet was pretty tight. That was good.
I don't think I got to that point.
Did you get to the part where Jax jerks off with the tiny metal arms before he gets the good?
No. I replayed that. You saw one when bunch.
He's like, "Oh, dude, I can't even fucking nut with these stupid little arms."
Yeah, no, I was like, "Deborah, go in the other room. I'll tell you when I'm done."
Jax, also the guy who gets fictionally sexually assaulted in the Carmelo Anthony episode of Law and Order SVU.
No fucking way, really?
No way.
Yes, he is.
Have we ever done that episode of SVU?
No, we haven't. Podcast? I've watched it 10 times since I brought it up.
Yep.
Well, I'll watch it again tonight. Speaking it's on Peacock of, right now. I'm going to watch it as soon as this is
on. Jamel, did you know that fucking Criminal Intent didn't skip a week? They just went over to SVU last week.
Oh, so they was so there's a scene in that one because I didn't watch that one. Okay,
this might be
Law and Order. Yeah, Law and Order organized a
Patreon
crime.
Episode.
That's Patreon.
I loved listening to you guys talk about Law and Order, and I think
we're definitely doing a recap of organized crime here soon.
All I need is one more appearance of the. The son that looks like Peter. and I think I win like $1,000 or something.
Fat white guy.
Episode 22. Yeah.
One more appearance. We got two more episodes. Fuck yeah. And they just got picked up for season 2. Fuck out of here.
No.
Let's go.
Guys,
Stable has more rehabilitation to do of his image.
Let's talk about the Eastern Conference real quick and then we'll wrap this up. Yeah. So the Nets and the Sixers, they're 2-1 respectively. They're going to play some combination or order of Celtics, Wizards, Pacers, Hornets.
It should be Wizards, Hornets. It should be Wizards getting the 7 seed, Hornets get the 8. That's what should happen, but these are one game situations. You don't know. You just don't know.
Well, let's talk about... the remaining games, right? We've got the Bucks and the Heat. We got the Knicks and the Hawks. What do you guys think about the Bucks and the Heat? Who's going to win that?
You guys are that's just a in really the best good series, man. Mike,
the Sixers are really lined up to just kind of coast through these playoffs.
Yeah, this is incredible. You guys are one game ahead, and the Nets and the Bucks have to fucking murder face each other next round.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, next round, whoever gets out of Bucks Heat alive, damn, you know, I pray for him.
You have the winner of the fucking Hawks and the Knicks.
Oh my God. Yo, that laugh was wild menacing, dude. I've never heard you laugh like that in my fucking life, bro.
I'm trying not to get excited. Okay?
God, the first time so you let crazy. It sit through. That was sick.
I will
dude.
Take no. either the Hawks or the Heat gladly if I'm the Sixers. That is the Sixers, barring any catastrophic injury or just normal fuck up shit that they usually do, should
deciding that they hate Doc Eastern Rivers Conference right finals. Now. What happens? What do you do, Benner? What do you do when Ben Simmons decides he hates Doc Rivers like next week?
Ben Simmons already hates Doc Rivers.
Okay, good.
then we're set. Ben Simmons hates any authority. He hates anybody. He hates everyone above him, Ben Simmons, and that's fine. I don't know that Doc Rivers has figured out how to harness that, but that's just a given. Ben Simmons will hate all authority.
Is it "You're not my dad" vibes? You're not my dad.
I think so. And it's, I blame it on the NCAA. They fucked him over.
Yeah, they're also not his dad.
And now he hates anybody with authority over him. But overall, the Sixers have a fucking clear path to the Eastern Conference Finals right now. And it feels good. I'll admit it right now. It feels good. It's like Belbev DeVoe said.
I would love to see. Okay, well, no, I need to hear this lyric. Are you going to sing it?
Oh, it feels good. Yeah. You didn't
say that. And, dude, oh, that was Tony.
Fuck. I fucked that up. Shit.
Jesus, man.
Alex, edit everything out from now until the 00 mark. We're starting again, Jamel.
I got you. Hello and welcome to the Airbuds podcast. It's the playoffs, bitch. I'm better than you.
Cavs. Sorry, yeah, I thought we were just Sixers, doing like a Knicks. Super fast episode. So.
Yeah, quick one over. Yeah,
Cavs, you did Sixers, it right. Wizards. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Knicks, Sixers. We need that. I think America could use that right now.
I love that, and I think that's finally when we need to have friend of the pod, who has strangely never been on the show, David Futernick, on the show.
Oh, Futternick, we'll get him on.
Yeah.
We'll get like, let's have like all a bunch of like Knicks heads on. Just like, let's just yeah, do the, let's just go to New York.
We need to have like a New York Knicks let's super show where we just have every Knicks friend we know on the pod.
Let's do it from the ferry,
man. To
yell
at all of us. Yeah.
Come on. It don't mind. It's cool. We should probably go back and
all right, well, some stuff. We are kind of like all over the board in terms of like the teams we root for right now. Sixers are obviously set up really well right now, which I've never related to in my life entirely. Jamel, your Wizards are 8 seed and like kind of primed to make some moves, maybe.
Better just... except a success, man. I'm the 8th seed. You see how happy I'm in? I'm look at me. I'm so in.
Right.
Look at you.
I'm saying
look
that.
Look how sad you look. Why you look so sad?
You're in a good spot. And then I feel like Peter's Cavs are just like way down there, 22 wins. But you're still riding high on a championship win only 5 years ago.
And you guys got a lot of.
I just want to check in with everybody. Like, how are we feeling? I feel like the other shoe is going to drop and I'm going to die soon. But mm-hmm. Jamel, I feel like you're kind of used to this. Peter, how do you feel?
I don't care, man. I still like, if I have to watch Kevin Love, I get a break from watching Kevin Love play basketball. That's what I do. That's what I'm excited about the playoffs for. I get to not watch Kevin Love play basketball.
Has there ever been a team of all lottery picks?
Cleveland Browns, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
Sure. Is that what's happening with the Browns right now?
I think so. Hold on. He's classically trained.
Yeah, Peter's still.
Excellent
he's
breath
hitting,
control.
You can't hear right now. He's hitting a very high note.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can only hear it if you're... if you're queer.
Listening?
If you're a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
are you
identify
dog?
As bi.
Yeah.
You identify
queer
as dog.
/ POC. You can hear it. If not, you got to turn your taxes
it
in like
matter,
yesterday.
Man. The Cavs need to get relegated. Who gives a fuck? It's playoff time, baby. This is the fun shit. I can't talk about the Cavs anymore. This is when the podcast is going to get good.
I know, right? It feels like we're about to like get very good with our podcast. It feels like a very slog of a season, and now the playoffs are starting, and we're going to fucking scream.
I'm so fucking sick of this goddamn season.
I'm sick of watching the Warriors. I need the Warriors out of my life. Give Steph the scoring championship trophy at the next game and get this shit over with. I'm sick of these dudes. All they do is blow leads. If I wanted to watch a team blow a fucking second half lead, I could watch the Wizards. Oh, wait. I'm already fucking doing that.
They're definitely going to be the 8th seed. There's no way. Maybe the 7th seed. They're in.
The Warriors?
Yeah. They're in the playoffs.
If the Warriors end up with the 9th seed and I read Is Steph the MVP article, can I fly to that person's house and scrap them?
Absolutely.
Can I scrap that person to the fucking turf?
I'm excited.
Because what?
For Steph to not get any... or to get, like, I'm excited for him to lose the MVP. I'm excited for him to get, like, 100 second place votes and for him to lose.
Well, look, man, we don't know shit about shit. Let me just say some lightning shit real quick. Okay. The Seattle Storm are about to repeat as champions.
Facts.
Apparently, they're still good as shit and nothing matters. And Sue Bird could be 1 million years old. There you go.
Yeah.
That's just number one. Number two, Jalen Rose and Chris Webber spoke today.
Ooh, you mentioned that.
Go on.
Dude, because they announced the 2021 inductees. Chris Webber gets in. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think he gets in if he didn't do three straight podcasts in a row this past year. But he, you know what I'm saying? He did the work. He's in. And he spoke via, you know, telekinesis with Jalen Rose halftime of the Warriors game. And they were cordial. And Chris Webber was crying a little bit. Chris Webber does. He's a guy who likes to cry. Here's the deal. Either you want to be the Joker or you're a crier. These are the two NBA players.
You're either the Joker or you're Batman when your parents are killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I assume Batman.
You done said it.
I don't really know.
Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Nah, he immediately
he did not cry.
He turned his tie into a weapon or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Got it popping in the sewers.
I do want to briefly point out, we've already talked about it several times, but like the WNBA is back. I mean, that Storm Aces game was so good, even though the Storm ended up winning by like 18 points or whatever.
When do we get to fire Derek Fisher?
Bro.
Soon, I hope.
You want to talk about some goddamn tanking? How are you in a 12-team league and you're tanking? How are you getting bust in the face?
There's so much talent in this fucking league.
How is there a 12-team league and like the Chicago Sky is like cutting Lexi Brown and like the Dream are cutting Torrey Walker Kimbrough? Like it's just insane. Like Kalani Brown is currently on the wire. Like there is so much talent in the WNBA. We need expansion. We need more teams. 12 teams is not enough. It's insane.
Well, you know, now that all the corporate sponsors are trying to get sucked off, now that they're all queer / POC, you know what I'm saying? Somebody will get hit. Portland's coming soon.
I need a Philly team, man. I want a Philly team so bad.
Portland and Philly need to be added immediately.
Yeah.
Represent for the fucking biker, you know what I'm saying, the gay chicks who ride four-wheelers, man.
Seriously. DC needs a team then, too. Baltimore.
We have one. Yeah, what the fuck? What are you talking about?
Oh, shit, you have the Mystics. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, there's literally 12 teams.
Jesus, boy.
I think I associate Baltimore had the Mystics a team, with, like,
now,
I think
yeah.
I associate the Mystics with Elena Deladon, and I'm like, I can't imagine her riding a four-wheeler at all. So when you said like, four-wheeler, I was like, I Baltimore four-wheel? Needs a team.
Yeah, you're like, why doesn't The Wire get a team? You just thought that the lady detective was going to be
their coach?
Is
there not a team in Florida? There's no Florida team.
There was. They all moved.
No. Yeah.
Because Orlando could easily get a team. They got so many fucking gyms. Walt Disney stepped on so many minorities to build them gyms.
Yo, it's look, time for Disney him to is give all about back. Their fucking princesses. Give back. Disney builds their brand on princesses, and yes, they cannot build a women's basketball league. Fuck that. Give us an Orlando witches. I don't know.
Orlando Wiccan?
Way dumber.
Yeah. I mean, it should be, you're probably right.
The Washington Wickens is right there, but I mean,
anyway. Washington Wickens is good. Yeah, I know. I think Baltimore Wizards does deserve too?
That's
a team.
So,
because there's no money in praying to trees.
Not yet.
That's what happened there.
Check in like 2032 when we're all dying and don't have enough oxygen. We'll all be praying to trees.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, crystals is first.
2032. That's generous.
Okay, 2025.
Thank you.
So the Sixers do get a title before we can't breathe on Earth.
I think the Sixers do get a title before we can no longer live without like bursting into flames because of the ozone being gone and the sun just like igniting us.
Yo, remember when everybody really thought they were gonna die and like the ozone was like healing for like for like one pay period. It was just like 2 weeks where it was like, ooh, it's the Earth is actually looking smogless.
Are we good? Then, like, are we good here?
Like, who do you think?
It was like it was for like a 2 week period after Al Gore's movie and an Inconvenient Truth came out, and everyone was like, "Wow, we need to do something," but nobody did anything. But like for those like 5 weeks where people were like, "We need to do something," we all thought things were going to get better, but nobody did anything to make it get better.
I just want to know who the first person was who threw some bullshit in the ocean after that like weird grace period. Some dude just alone, you know what I'm saying?
It was probably Al Gore. He probably owns like stock in Tesla.
Al Gore throwing gas in the ocean.
Yeah. Yeah. Al Gore made that movie just to like distract people from the fact that he was destroying the pipelines.
It's so crazy. It's literally called Mother Earth. You would not treat your mom like this.
Okay, guys, you got anything you want to plug? Jamel, friend or foe on your website?
No, I want to plug the NBA. I would like to plug NBA.com.
Peter, Blue Wire has got
Blue Wire Podcast.
American Prodigy Season 2. It's so fucking good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
It turned out pretty nice.
Yeah.
Go listen to some 90s hip hop and nostalgia, and check out Spinsters and
Spinsters rules.
Check out the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, and My Posse's on Broadway by Sir Mix-a-Lot pairs really nicely with
Amalbeck,
and also our guy, Amalbeck, and our guy Kid Sensation gets mentioned. He gets a name drop in that, so
he does.
Look, if we're just a jam.
That's a jammerton.
Plugging random things. Aesop Rock just dropped a fun track tributing MF Doom. Go listen to that. Patreon.com/JerryBudsPod.
Yeah, please pay for Benner's new army fatigue jacket.
I will. I'm going to go on record right now and say I will never wear fatigues. I will never wear camouflage. I am anti-military. I hate all war. But Jamel wants to pay me that
regular.
You trying to go to war with war, Mike?
Green jacket. It won't be camo, but it will be that green utility backpack jacket.
No, I'm not going to ever sport fatigues. I'm going to sport like
it's not fatigues. It's just going to be
a veteran because he has PTSD, and that's how I describe it.